Welcome in. Today we're building old-school rave pressure in Ableton Live 12, beginner-friendly, and we're doing it the proper jungle and drum and bass way. Make a chain, hit it hard, and then resample it so the vibe is printed into audio. That's the whole mindset shift. We're not endlessly tweaking plugins. We are committing moments, chopping them up, and arranging like an editor. By the end, you'll have a tiny rave kit made out of your own resampled material, crunchy drums, a gritty stab or hoover hit, and a couple of reusable return effects that glue everything together like a real system. Alright, set your tempo to somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. I like 172. Nice and classic. Now create a few tracks. One track for drums, either a breakbeat loop or a drum rock pattern. One track for a rave stab, in MIDI with Simpler. A bass track is optional, just for context. Don't get stuck on bass today. Then make two return tracks. Return A will be a short reverb, Return B will be a dub delay. And finally, create one audio track called Resample Print. This is where we're going to record our processed audio. Quick note on why we're using returns. Old school records feel like everything is in the same physical space. Shared reverb, shared delay. That's a huge part of the glue. Let's build Return A first. Your short rave room. Drop Ableton's reverb on Return A. Set the decay around 0.8 to 1.4 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. Size around 25 to 45%. Now do the most important move. High-pass the reverb. Low cut somewhere around 250 to 450 Hz. This stops the low end from turning into fog. Then do a high cut around 7 to 10k. We're not making shiny modern air. We're making a believable room that doesn't fizz. If it still feels boxy, add EQ 8 after the reverb and gently dip around 300 to 500 Hz. Tiny moves. You're shaping space, not sculpting a lead vocal. Now return B. The dub delay. Add echo. Set time to either 1/8 or 1/4. For that jungle bounce, try 1/8 dotted. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Keep it alive, but not self-destructing. Use echo's filters. High pass around 250 to 400 Hz, and low pass around 6 to 9k. This is how you get dark, classic repeats that sit behind the drums instead of hissing on top. After echo, add saturator. Drive about 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. This makes the repeats feel like a battered hardware unit and helps them stay present without just getting louder. Cool. Returns done. That's the rave glue. Now drums. Load a breakbeat loop if you have one. Amen-ish. Think. Anything works, or a simple drum pattern. We're going for pressure, not perfection. On the drums track, first add EQ 8. High pass at around 25 to 35 Hz to remove sub rumble that just steals headroom. If it's boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 450 Hz, like 1 to 3 dB. Next, drum bus. This is the classic make it feel like a record device. Set drive around 10 to 25%. Start at 15. Crunch around 5 to 20% for bite. Boom can be 0 to 20, but be careful. Boom is fun, but it can also eat your mix. If you use it, aim the boom frequency around 50 to 70 Hz for DNB weight. Transient up, somewhere between plus 5 and plus 20, to get that crack back after distortion. If it gets too bright, use damp around 10 to 30%. Now add saturator after drum bus. Choose analog clip or soft sign. Drive 2 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Teacher tip here. If you're already peaking near zero, saturation will turn into fizzy pain. Pull the drum track down. Headroom is how you get loud later. Next, auto filter for movement. Old school energy often comes from tiny motion, not huge wobbles. Set it to low pass. Frequency around 10 to 14k, just shaving a little top. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. Turn on the LFO, but keep the amount tiny, like 2 to 8%. Rate at 1/8 or 1/16. You want a live, not filter effect. Then add glue compressor at the end. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is the clamp that makes it feel like a drum bus, not a pile of samples. Now send the drums a little bit to the returns. Short verb, light. Think subtle room, not wash. Dub delay. Very light, just little taps that show up in caps. Alright, now the rave stab or hoover. Drag a stab sample into Simpler on the rave stab track. Set Simpler to one shot so it behaves like a hit. Shape the amp envelope. Decay around 300 to 700 milliseconds. Sustain at zero. Release 50 to 150 ms. We want it punchy and playable. Now the stab chain. Start with EQ8. High pass around 120 to 250 Hz so it doesn't fight your kick and bass. If it's harsh, do a gentle dip around 2 to 4K, then redux. This is your old digital byte. Try downsample between 2 and 8. Bit reduction lightly, like hanging around 10 to 14 bits. Important. If redux turns it into a cheap video game sound, back it off. We're adding character, not deleting the note. After that, saturator again. Drive 4 to 10 dB. Soft clip on. Then chorus ensemble for width and that slightly seasick old school spread. Amount 15 to 35%, slow rate. Keep it tasteful. We want wide like a rave record, not glossy like EDM. Now send the stab more aggressively than the drums. Short verb, medium, so it leaves a tail. Dub delay, medium to high, because we're going to print those echoes and chop them. That's where the magic lives. At this point, you should already feel it. Slightly overcooked in a fun way. Perfect. Now the secret sauce, resampling. Go to your resample print audio track. You have two choices. Easy mode is set audio from to resampling, which records the master output. Cleaner mode is to record one source at a time by selecting audio from drums or audio from rave stab. For beginners, I recommend printing them separately so you can mix and chop with control. Arm the resample print track. Record 8 bars of drums. Stop. Then record 8 bars of the stab riffing. Stop. Coach note. Do 2 takes when you print. Do 1 clean print with headroom, like your peaks around minus 6 dB. Then do a slightly pushed print, a touch more drive or a touch more compression. Later you can choose the one that survives the mix best, or even layer them quietly. Another workflow upgrade. Use resample windows. Don't print 32 bars just because you can. Print 2 to 4 bar phrases on purpose. A main loop, a fill phrase, and a tail or space phrase. You'll arrange faster because you're choosing moments, not endlessly scrolling. And name your prints like a sampler pack. Seriously. Drums main. Drums fill. Stab hook. Stab delay tail. Color code if you can. This is how you stop losing the best take you ever made. Now we chop. For drums, take your resample drum auto, right-click, slice to new MIDI track. Choose transients and slice to a drum rack. Now you can play your break like an instrument. Rearrange hits for rolling edits. Add a little fill every 8 bars without rebuilding your FX chain. For stabs, drop the resampled stab audio into simpler. Use slice mode if you want multiple moments across the print, or keep one shot and manually cut the clip. Then trigger different slices rhythmically. Offbeat stabs. Call and response. Little machine gun repeats right before a transition. Here's a classic trick. Do a rinse out. In the last beat or two of a phrase, crank the delay send up, and then hard cut the dry stab. Mute it or automate the volume down. Only the echo remains. Instant old school transition. Now let's turn this into an arrangement that feels like a record, not a demo loop. Try a 32 bar skeleton. Bars 1 through 8. Intro tease. Filter the drums down a bit, a little less top end. Use small stab hits with lots of delay. Let the tail do the talking. This is where you can introduce return-only audio, like a printed wash, so the space feels intentional. Bars 9 through 16. Drop 1. Full resample drums. Main stab hook, with occasional chopped fills. If you have a bass, bring it in, but keep it simple. Bars 17 through 24. Switch up. Change the stab slice pattern. Do a half bar edit in the drums. And do a micro breakdown. For one bar, remove an anchor element. Drop the kick or mute the hats and let the delay carry. Then slam back in. Bars 25 through 32. Drop 2. Lift it. Bring back the main hook. Add a hat or ride layer if you want. And for rave overload, slightly increase the dub delay send for a bar. Not forever. One bar moments are your friend. A couple of common mistakes to dodge while you work. 1. Too much reverb below 200 Hz. Always high pass your returns. 2. Resampling with a limiter smashing the master. Print pre-master. Master later. 3. Overduxing everything. A little grit is magic. Too much is just noise. 4. No gain staging. If you're slamming at 0 dB everywhere, saturation becomes fizz. And 5. Not committing. Resampling works because you stop tweaking and start arranging. Print it. Chop it. Move on. If you want a darker, heavier vibe, here are 3 quick upgrades. First, parallel distortion. Duplicate the drums track, slam saturator and drum bus on the duplicate, low pass it around 6 to 8K, and blend it quietly under the main drums. Safe heaviness. Second, make stabs meaner without pain. After distortion, gently dip 3 to 5K if they bite too hard. Third, keep the sub mono. If anything wide is happening down low, use utility and mono the bass region around 120 Hz. Before we wrap, here's your 20-minute practice mission. Load any break. Build the drum chain, EQ, drum bus, saturator, oil filter, glue. Resample 8 bars. Slice it to drum rack and make a basic 2-step pattern, plus a 1-bar fill at the end of bar 8. Then load 1 stab into simpler, apply the stab chain, resample 4 bars of riffing. Arrange a 16-bar loop, 8 bars tease, 8 bars drop. Bonus. Print your returns only and use those tails in the intro. Recap time. You built 2 old-school effects paths using stock Ableton devices. You used returns to create shared rave space. You resampled to commit the sound, then sliced audio to get jungle-style edits fast. And you used a simple arrangement skeleton that creates rolling pressure without piling on endless layers. When you're ready, tell me what you started with, like which break you used and whether your stabs are bright or dark, and I can help you choose slice points and a minimum edits pattern that still sounds authentically old school.